You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Hey, what's up? What's up, man?
Yeah. Yo, we are here. We have arrived.
We have arrived
to the podcast world. This is your man's Jack Tripper to the third power.
And it's your guy Tommy, man. It's 50 Bodies, man.
50 Bodies, our first podcast pilot.
Inaugural episode. What's up?
We had a nice little crowd asking us to start a podcast based on our conversations that we hold on a day-to-day basis. You know what I mean? Just via social media, via telephone conversation. Me and Tommy talk about random shit.
Yeah, just out of nowhere, man. Just some dope content that we like to talk about, man. So we just got together and say, let's get this happening, man. Let's start it.
The crazy thing is that we're at this place, Podcast Detroit here.
Shout out to Podcast Detroit. Nice place here.
This is a beautiful establishment. They got us some what we call this
show fuel.
Full bar. I'm already off a little fuel when I came in here, but I was running on E. But now I have gotten to a quarter tank. so we gonna keep the party going off this show fuel. But 50 Bodies is the name of the show, and it's metaphorical in many ways, and as you guys will see throughout this. Throughout this series of shows,
a lot of
that
different
going on. The biggest one, which a lot of people would ask me personally, is why I always feel like what was they asking me, Tommy? I was telling Tommy the other day. I talk to different like girls, you know, all the time. Sometime, a lot of time, and they would ask me like why I act the way I act. And my perception on dating and women and relationships like that.
Yeah.
So I told them it's because I look at everyone equally, you know, and well, they was like, what does that mean? I'm like, well, if I feel like everyone has the same past, then I can't put anyone in front of anyone. Yeah. So I'll accept everyone.
Nobody on a pedestal.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about, well, what do you mean by that? So we got a little bit deeper. We dig into, you know, the root of what's going on. So I went ahead and put it out there. I'm like, well, you know what? In our day and age, I'm 31, you know? And I feel like at my age, every woman that's my age or 4 years shorter or 4 years past me has at least 50 bodies on their belt, okay? And then that sparked this whole fiery conversation.
Firestorm.
Of, oh, no, I don't. And this, that, and the third, and my girl is married, and you don't know.
Okay? It's all metaphorical.
That was one of the things that we were talking about. But no, that was not metaphorical.
Well,
that
I'm
was
just
true
saying,
facts that I was talking about.
It's your metaphorical That's my truth. Way of putting nobody above or under somebody.
I don't know what Tommy is talking about right now, but that is my truth.
That's what you just said.
Well, that is what I said. Okay, yeah, it's the
show fuel
juice.
Getting to you.
Okay, it's the show fuel. Okay, so yeah, that is actually exactly what I was saying.
Yeah.
So that was my point, is to say that that was my way of not putting anyone in front of you.
It's basically a way to not judge somebody.
But also, I feel like it's the soft truth, because they go through college, you go through one night stands, you go through. You know, he don't count. What? Oh, them three didn't count. You know, that to me is, you know, it adds up over.
You only put the tip in, so that don't.
Hey, look, man, I don't know when y'all started, you know what I'm saying? But, you know.
And then this generation is a lot more open.
They starting young. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They was, you know, we were starting young when we was young. So
experimenting, all types
of, you know, all
of
that type of thing happens. And I feel like 50 is a good number. That's a good even. Who should be mad at 50?
It's
not like I told you had 100.
It actually sounds like a good number, too. It doesn't sound like a big number.
It's soft. Think of it over 30 years, duh. How many, like, cheeseburgers have you eaten in 30? Are you going to say you haven't eaten 50 cheeseburgers in 30 years? No, you're not. You're going to say.
Well, we're talking about a different type of beef, though, when you talk about 50 bodies.
You are right. Okay, but that beef is no less desirable than a Whopper. You feel what I'm saying to you? Yeah. Than a Whopper or than, you know, your average Big Mac, because, you know, this whole vegetarian vegan shit is new to a lot of y'all. So don't be fronting like y'all have been
had
just
no,
off
a lot of
beef.
You know, you've been eating a lot of beef.
You know what I'm saying? You've been eating beef. So, you know, the root of the beef was when you started getting beef which was around, I don't know. What y'all doing now? 15, 16? I didn't known of some 14s, you know, in my day. I'm talking about my day, back in the day.
Man, I remember some 10s.
You know, I mean, 50 is not far-fetched, dog.
It's not.
50 is not far-fetched.
What? Billions of people on this planet. 50 is a small number. 50
is not far-fetched. I'm telling you. You talking about, like I said, man, you talking about one night stands. You talking about college. You talking about after college. You talking about high school. You talking about
after
parties.
Breakups. After, hey, you talking all about
the ones who didn't go to college. You just was freaking, hey. You talking about 50
you
bodies.
Talking about the lights off. I need to,
look, man.
I need to make a call to get them back on.
But that was like a big thing. That was like a huge, like, discussion for like a lot of the females that I was dealing with, like why I felt like, because the big thing was I kept always saying that I was going to go to the first time I went to the DR, I just always knew that I was going to get a woman from the DR because that was like my new favorite spot until it got burned out with like a bunch of old white men just going and running through all the beautiful women. And I've seen that and I'm like, okay, I don't want to be a part of this. I don't want any like leftover old chiropractor
you
coochie
shit.
You know what I'm saying?
You
like
the
they just
goods.
Come here all the time and just use everything like they do with everything else.
Toss it to here you go.
You know what I mean? Just
polish it up when you're
yeah,
done.
Yeah, I'm not down with that. You know what I mean? So that's how the conversation really originally started, is me saying that I was gonna do that. And they're like, well, why you wanna go there? Them women all been ran through and they prostitutes and that's their culture and coochie collie and all this bullshit. Yeah, shit,
that's your culture too.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what do you mean? Like, Las Vegas is like porn heaven. Like, prostitution is legal.
Michigan.
Like, what do you mean? Like, Backpage. Like, I mean, these things are real. TD bars are real. Like, do you think that only in the DR women are being run through? Like, that sex is their culture? No, we built a sex culture here. Like, that's what happens here. So you're going to tell me that the average woman in this day and age, when you're having a slut walk, thank you, you're having a slut walk that you don't
slut walk
have
celebrating
at least 50 bodies?
Being a slut.
And I'm not saying that it's a bad thing to have
experience.
The 50 bodies. It's just admitting that it is a reality is all I'm saying. Like okay, maybe I'm saying salute. The slut walk girls for admitting
salute
that they,
the work you put
that
in.
They I res- actually
and you know what? You actually respect those women though. Because I hate a woman that's lying. Why are you
hey.
Just admit to those 50.
Hey. They owned up to they 50.
Even maybe it's 45.
It might be a 50 plus.
Could be.
But they own it up to
owning up to the fact that it's anything.
Ownership is what we own. Black America.
Embrace it.
Hey, they owning up to it right now. They owning up to it. And I ain't just saying Black America. I'm just saying, you know, 50 bodies is 50 bodies.
It's 50
whether
bodies.
You black,
it's cultural,
white,
there's no cultural
Asian, brown green.
Restrictions. This is for
you
everybody.
Feel me? And shout out to my man. Who was my man who told Amber Rose? she say, if you have sex with all these people, then does that make you a slut?
Oh, that one
and my
dude,
man say no.
Yeah.
That makes me a slut maker.
Yeah.
Shout out to my man. Shout out
clowning,
to my
man.
For motherfucking, yo, shout out to my man for creating a new fucking phrase, slut maker. That's almost,
damn,
that's almost on the lines of what did old girl say from the White House who said that Hey, what she say with the goddamn motherfucking false? What was it? The false truths? You're with new truth. What was the name of the shit, man?
Shit, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, you don't remember, man. You ain't into politics like that, cuz.
You talking about alt-right?
I'm talking about old girl who said, you know, you're coming up with these allegations against the president, and the president just made, it was a term she used.
I know what you're talking about.
It was a term, everyone knows what I'm talking about right now, but I'm off this sauce.
Hey, I can't even think, I know what you're talking about. When it just says, they kept saying that
it's
shit.
It's something
like
about, like, she said it's a fuck, I'm too fucked up. Somebody will know, and once y'all know,
about.
Please
comment
on this podcast. And let me know.
We'll probably know after we're done with it.
You know who this crazy bitch is in the White House who said this shit about? She made up a word or a term that spoke to.
Shit, I might have to Google this right now.
Having a truth that is really not the truth, but it's, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. All right, All right, so shout out to my man who quoted the term slut maker. All right,
shit. Does it make him a slut maker? It doesn't make him a slut though.
I'm gonna say it makes him a slut maker.
You think
okay?
so?
I'm gonna say it makes him a slut maker, and I'm gonna say that because he said it first. So who can argue with him? Okay, flat out. So you know, and that's really like the core of how we came up with the term or the show title 50 Bodies, because that was something that we were really we wanted to hear like comments from other women like are you going to own up to your 50 bodies? Do you actually think that in 2018
alternative facts,
man? Come on, man. Alternative facts, man. Slut maker and alternative facts, man. Yo, them is two coined like terms in the last 2 years that have been like taken by everyone. You know what I mean? But yeah, shout out to them cats. Yo, shout out to everyone with an American Pitbull Terrier and Bullies and Buddies. Yo, if you know Jack Tripper to the third power, you know that I really rocks with American Pitbull Terriers. Yo, follow my man Kingston_the Bull, okay? It's the arguably the most beautiful American Pitbull Terrier in Michigan.
Young King, young legend,
yo,
man.
Young
shout out
Kingston.
Kingston.
Arguably
shout him up.
The most beautiful American Pitbull Terrier.
Biggest
and
head.
Shout out to everybody who likes American Pitbull Terriers, man, and who don't think that they was born bred killers, okay? As people think some black people are. Like, they were not born inherently
evil. They might start
evil
calling us
animals,
pit bulls,
dog.
Man.
Like, I often told my mans, Tommy, like that I was gonna create a cartoon where it like portrayed a American Pit Bull Terrier, like a beautiful blue, just a cold one. If you've ever just Google it, if you've never seen a beautiful American Pit Bull Terrier, and like had him live the lifestyle of a black man in society, because I think that's
a good correlation.
Those things correlate perfectly, like in the animal canine world versus our world, like as far as just the comparison and. Like, black people are extremely beautiful, everything like that. But yet people think that when you not people. We know some people look at us and it's essentially feel
I know
like
they probably look at me like I'm a pit
we're bull.
We're
immediately
pit bullish. I don't even have to be,
like purse clenching. You know what I mean? Like
oh, man,
your face
I've been
is
getting purse clenched. And I live, you know how I live. They really
so
clenching purses.
Yeah, I mean, it's like people sometimes look at pit bulls like that, and it's like really irritating. Like, I always tell a story about like me getting Kingston as like 9 weeks old, 10 weeks old, little bitty, small little pooch. You know what I mean? And then like not being able to leave him at home, so I want to take him to like a boarding place or a kennel or whatever, and they not accepting him. Like, he literally would not be accepted. They were like, we don't take. What is he? I'm like, he's American Pit Bull Terrier. I didn't know about these rules before I got Kingston. You know what I mean? So they're like, no, we don't accept bully breed. Bully breeds in general.
Yeah.
Like, this dog has not, he's a put, like, that's like saying we don't accept kids at this daycare because this kid will be inherently evil. This is Charles Manson's son, and we do not accept Manson kids. Like, what do you mean? This pup has not even, like, touched the world. He just touched concrete 2 weeks ago. So how do you not accept this? That shit, like, pissed
me off. You
know,
it's funny.
Man.
Like, it'd be those little teacup Yorkies that's, like, are the most aggressive
bruh.
Dog. They're like...
Bruh. Bruh. The biggest heart, the biggest bark, and the smallest body... makes you dangerous to us, okay? Like, that shit is not cool for you to be able to like just like discriminate against my dog, but you'll take an aggressive Yorkie from birth. Like, they are coming out of the womb barking fears of fury. Like, what do you mean, dog? Like, I don't understand, bro. So that shit is like, yeah, shout out to my pit bull lovers, because we are campaigning for like some sort of change where we can now have a society where American Pit Bull Terriers are not like really discriminated against, basically. I mean, they're going through like black people shit in the dog world, like for real. And that shit is mad whack. It's mad weird. I mean, I guess you really can't feel it unless you had a pit bull. Just like I don't like feel Amber Alerts that big. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I look at it and I'm like, damn, I'm going to look out for the car now. But it's not like,
if it was your child.
Yeah, you know, I don't have, you know, kids yet, so like the Amber Alert is mad important, but
and that's definitely why we
I kind of look over it like a thunderstorm flood alert. I'm not going to lie to you. So like they should do more for Amber Alerts. Like put that shit on TV, put it on the radio. Like when that shit happens, it should really go down. Like don't just send some shit across my phone. How many notifications do we like slide off of our phones? Like
especially
can
Amber
you do
Alerts.
More for these kids?
You know, I might like, screenshot it and post it because I have a child.
Bro, okay. Yeah. I was about to say I've never seen you screenshot an Amber Alert.
I've screenshotted an Amber Alert before.
And posted it?
Yeah.
Can you show me one?
I don't have the same screenshots. I delete and repost all the time. I have screenshot and posted.
Oh, okay.
I've screenshot and reposted kids missing. I don't keep them on my page though.
Usually, I mean, I'm not saying that you haven't done it. I'm saying
I don't do it every single time.
You're right.
I'm not gonna sit here and lie and say that, but
you're right.
I have before.
I mean, but that.
But it has been, you know, Amber Alerts where I'm like you said, man, that's messed up. But I have a child, so.
It's going to mean more to you.
Yeah.
It's going to
mean
more to
you. I'll understand it more.
So, exactly. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Like, the sympathy just isn't there for people who, like, don't have American Pit Bull Terriers. That shit is like,
and that's nothing definitely
to them. They immediately think, like, when this nigga get past, like, 6 months and he develops a face, he's like a killer. You know what I mean? Like.
Demonized.
Come on, bro. Like, it's just if you raise your kids cool, they will be cool. Or if you raise them to be a stripper or murderer, they will do that as well. If you keep them around that sort of influence. I mean, it's no different. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
You keep a pit bull out, you know what I'm saying, and chained up from birth. Yes, he will be a bit aggressive once he gets off
of the
chain.
That's crazy because you have like a docile dog. He is like
he has a great temper.
I just was
man.
Hanging with him just before we
he
got here.
He has a great temper. Shout out Heartbreaker Bullies, man. They introduced me to my best friend. You know what I mean? Like straight up. I never owned a dog. I never had a dog. I never thought about owning a dog prior to like moving back to Michigan and getting Kingston. Shout out Heartbreaker Bullies, dog. Straight up.
Yeah.
And, hope y'all hear this
and
one.
And basically, just like with Kingston and everything like that, we're definitely just trying to do a lot of stuff to, you know, to bring forth that type of change. And not even just the city, but the whole world. We're trying to do a lot of stuff, especially with, you know, American Pit Bull Terriers and things like that. And just a lot of different projects on the way. So just be on the lookout for that.
Straight up.
Yeah, we definitely got a lot of stuff that we're working on.
50 Bodies is a podcast for a lot of different subject
things. That was just one tangent
like,
of 50 Bodies.
Like that is the origins of 50 Bodies, what we call that. One day we're going to make a film and it's going to be called The Origins of 50 Bodies.
That might be a porno.
It could be. It's a metaphor.
That's straight
think
porn.
For that, man. It's a metaphorical. Hey, look, 50 Bodies, man, is definitely going to be like
number one porno in America.
Like, hey, it could possibly be a porno. It could possibly be a marathon.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
There's a lot of different ways we can turn.
Hey, another thing. Follow me at ADMO87 on Instagram if you actually like to run, man. We getting it in, man.
Follow
got a lot of stuff in the works for anybody that's a runner. You know, if you're ready to hit these 5Ks with me, just let me know.
Yo, follow the homie. Follow Noir City Media.
Noir
on Instagram.
City Media. Follow that too, man.
This is definitely where all of our podcasts are going to be posted. So if y'all want to hear more, like where we're going with this 50 Bodies, you want to hear like
it'll be
some
on
our
YouTube page as well for Noir City. Too,
you want to hear like some of the female guests. Of course, we're going to have female perspective from 50 Bodies because this is just my perspective.
We got to get that
Tommy's
question in everyone.
Perspective. Like, I want to hear like the ones who, because some women have actually admitted to me that like that is not far-fetched, okay, which I respect
and
I respect the honesty.
And I agree with it to some. I'm a guy that used to think every woman, you know, walked on clouds and, you know, was, you know, born virgins, man. But
they were. Just like every pit bull was born cool.
I'm just saying,
okay?
Like, I mean, like, they're just, they have that, you know, that aura. But, you know, life and experience has taught me otherwise. So, you know, when I hear 50 Bodies, you know, I'm more easily acceptable to that whole kind of mantra. It just makes more sense.
Hey, low-key, Tommy's like the good cop. Like, he's going to definitely look at the brighter side before he
I try
like,
to, man, but I'm a realist, but I do give the bright side. Yeah, man, that's just me, man.
I'm
more realistic to things, you know. And, you know, 30 years of age, you know, you kind of just start seeing, you know, a lot of people need to just accept what's the truth, man.
No diggity, no doubt. Hey,
don't lie to me. If you know you got 60 bodies, let me know, man.
Why they gotta tell you? Why they gotta tell you about 65?
But I mean, don't make like you had two. You know.
But how? But okay. So how would they make like they had two though? Like oh, my thing is, look, I don't even when I come into the situation, I'm not even gonna think about it because I already got in my mind what you have in your mind.
That kind,
like, I already feel like you have 50. You don't have to tell me. So,
but whether man,
you've been prostituting on Backstage before here, I didn't see it. That ain't where I got you
from. It's not even that. It's just like, you know, I feel like sometimes, like, women, you know, try to kind of paint like this kind of, you know,
like I'm only this,
I'm only this, and then like you come to find out, oh man, I smashed her too. She just smashed the crew. But at the same time, some women, I don't judge. I don't even think to add. I don't even care at this point. Like I'm 30. Like
okay,
but
okay,
I don't
okay,
like
come on
if
in with it.
What I don't like is if you got 50 bodies, don't come to me like you got five. Let's not even talk about it at all. Because if I find out you had 50 bodies, but you've been acting like, you know, you was locked
up
at the top of
the
castle.
Hey, will you bump into a nigga in the mall like, yo,
Angela,
is that Jody?
Hey, what up,
is that Jody over there?
Yeah, some.
See, that's the whole thing.
Awesome. That's the homie shit.
That's why I gave myself that number because, like.
You won't be surprised.
When that happens once, it's like, oh. Okay.
But if, especially if it
did it happen three times, that's who am I with? You know what I mean? Like, who are you?
And that's the thing. Don't paint this portrait if it's a fucking poster, you know?
Ooh.
Like, that's just, you know, how
don't
I take
it. Paint this picture if it's just, what did you say? Wait, say it again, Tommy.
I said, don't paint this portrait if it's just a fucking poster, man.
Don't paint this portrait. Unless it's one more time, Tommy.
If it's just a poster,
if it's just a poster,
you trying to coin some terms.
Do you hear this? My man Tommy drops gems every night.
But you know, man. But yeah, man. I'm just saying, man. I don't care at this point. But yes, don't give me the facade.
Hey, man, ding for that quote, man. That's a quotable, son. Yo, don't try to paint
me.
I
feel like Jay in there
now.
You tell me I got quotables.
Straight up, though. You know what I'm saying? Like that's powerful wording, man. Like I think that's real. Like. And I'm gonna tell you something on the other side of the game. Like I'm not bashing. This ain't no.
I love women, but check it though.
I'm saying that to say this. Like on my end, I tell the truth. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like I'm gonna tell you up front that I'm broke. You know what I mean? Like I'm not gonna lie to you.
I'm definitely not lying about
you
that.
Come in with the Rolex.
And
I'm not gonna do that. Like
rent
you're
the car,
gonna you're
no.
gonna immediately know that I'm broke.
I'm broke.
Yeah,
I'm
like
definitely.
Like so.
But you would know I'm rich and ambitious.
That's all it counts, Tommy.
I got the drive.
When I'm rich and ambitious. When I tell you, okay, about what I'm getting, okay, you gonna either choose to roll with a winner or you're gonna lie a loser. You feel me? Like this is as simple as that.
And I'm not gonna
give you any falsities because the way that we come at each other in the beginning, I feel like is the way we should stay. You feel
Definitely.
Me? And I say that in every aspect. I mean, when, you know, if I'm coming to you, I'm saying I'm broke. I don't mean I should stay broke. No, I'm saying that I'm broke right now. You know what you're coming into,
but
you need to see that
better.
I got a plan. You feel me? It's you got to see that I got a plan and what I'm going. Now, if you don't believe in my plan, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? If you believe
and
in my plan,
and nine times
that's
out of
cool
ten,
too.
They won't.
And that's fine.
And yeah. that's fine.
And
that's...
I'm not saying even 9 out of 10, because some believe in your plan, dog. Some women really believe in your shit.
Oh, yeah, even.
And it'd be the niggas who fuck up.
That's how it'd be the dudes on the couch with no job.
No,
yeah, why she working two jobs?
Yeah, it'd be
shit.
A nigga fucking up. Like, she know, be like, nigga, I believed in this nigga. Now
I got ambition,
here.
Baby.
Nah, you got to get that shit a time limit, though. You feel me? Like, you know, and that time limit all depends on your level of patience, I would say. You know what I mean? Like, you can have a patient woman, but that's a different thing. You feel what I'm saying? All I'm saying is, when I come into this thing, I'm coming into this thing real. I'm telling you that I'm broke. I'm telling you about the plan that I got to get rich, okay, or get wealthy, whatever you want to call it. We're going to call it wealthy. And you can believe in this plan, or you can dip on this plan.
Yeah.
And that is, to me, a good reality. That is being truthful. And then another thing when I say coming into it is, okay, together is... being the way that you are.
Yeah, that's
what I mean. So don't change.
What they say, I
want to
remember you how we met.
Yeah, don't
that's
change,
how
don't
it should be.
Up,
that's how it should stay.
Don't try to change on me. Now we can identify some
growth.
Things.
Change growth is a good change. Mm-hmm. Change, we don't want that.
We can definitely identify
growth.
Some things that we can. What is the word I'm looking for? See, we can identify some things that we can.
Kind of improve?
No. That's not. That's number one. That starts with a K. Okay. I'm looking for the word starts with a C. Compromise.
Compromise.
We can identify
some things. Nigga, that's
not a K. I said a C. Okay. We can identify some things that we can compromise on. The sauce is getting to me.
I see. That's show fuel.
You know what I'm saying? They got, hey, Podcast Detroit, shout out again. Hey,
this shit is super dope.
Drinking good. Yeah. Tommy over here, super soaker.
Got that ice mountain.
Sober. He on a half a pint of water.
Yeah, half. I got two pints of water.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. But no, I'm just saying, man, you got to compromise on you know, the things that y'all came into on it. Like, you can't just, like, come into the game jobless and not become having a job or getting a hustle.
You got to have some kind of ambition into the game or drive.
With a job and then end up on some bullshit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You can't come into the game fit and leave obese.
Hit that bell, okay? Man. Hit that bell. Hit that damn bell.
You know what I'm saying? You can't come into the game, you feel me, fit and then try to fucking get with somebody and be obese.
Hey, but you know, you got to stay sometimes,
the way. It's
sometimes too. Women do get in shape just to get a man. Then after that,
then they fall apart. Why? How you gonna do that?
And then what, you know what?
How you gonna be like, I just woke up with a man, I'm gonna get my shit in order.
You might have met the man at the gym, but now you want him to stay at home. You don't want to go to the gym.
Ooh, why? Why we can't keep living this lifestyle?
And that's the first thing I be thinking about. Like, when I get here, I'm like, first thing she will say is, you cannot go to the gym anymore.
Why
like,
we can't that, keep living this lifestyle? And because you think I'm gonna meet somebody else, keep your ass in there with me,
and you can be on alert.
Hey, you can be on alert,
and that way I can keep doing what I want to do.
By Pink Toe either, if you know what I mean.
At Pink Toe, shout out to Pink Toes.
In there. Shout out to Pink Toes. They be in there.
Hey, they be fit too.
They be fit.
Hey, be jiggling, man. I'm not gonna lie.
Hey,
I'm not lying.
Hey, them Pink Toes.
And they be in there every day.
I ain't saying that my sisters don't, because they for sure be in there. You feel what I'm saying? But hey, don't get mad if you ain't going and the Pink Toe come in. Feel me? That's all I'm saying.
One walked away the other day, but my ear kept moving. I'm like, it was like a magnet.
Be on the swivel, boy.
Hey, with those relationship thing, I totally agree. But I feel like a lot of times though, women don't want to be there for the slow grind. A lot of women you see post, he's supposed to be paying my bills. He's supposed to be doing this.
Yo, son,
I don't want no man that ain't paying for this or got this amount of money. So everybody's not rich. A lot of us are working.
You spitting truth right now?
I think so. A lot of us are coming up. And the thing is, do you want to be successful and then have a girl approach you? Or do you want the woman that you was not successful with that watched you slowly grind and make it? That's why I think a lot of guys treat women the way they do when they have success. Because they were overlooked when they didn't have it.
Tommy dropping gems.
And that's why, you know, I try to, I just try to tell people that, man, you got to be there for the grind. Even with your boys, you want people that was there wanting to come up. You don't want people that you meet. It's good to have associates, but you want your core, you know, your core group, your crew to be who you came up with.
No doubt. Yo, old OG, female, by the way, told me one day, you build your castle and put your queen in it.
Real talk.
That's real spiel right there. And I thought about that. I'm like, whoa, you got to get all your own stuff in order before you even bring her on in. You feel me?
Yeah, man. Because, I was on that tip. Like, I was like trying to, you know, let me find somebody now while I'm building it, because just somebody you can trust. Somebody, you know, you could count on.
Hey, they seen the grind from the jump. And that's
and it's not even I'm LeBron James in high school hooping grind, because you know LeBron going to the league. If somebody ride with you and like you ain't an athlete or something like that, you know you getting it in.
Flat out. That's real spill.
You know that's a real one, because I'm not dunking, you know, my head above the backboards. You're like, I'm going to ride with you.
Yo, you was a keeper.
You just dropped 100 in this high school game. I'm going to ride. I feel like no matter what happens, I know.
Yo, use a kid. speaking of high school games, yo, shout out Captain Jack, man. You know, Jermaine Jackson Jr., dog. Like, I found out about the kid from my homeboy, Ferg. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been low-key following cuz since, like, high school. He playing in college right now. I think he out there balling at UAD. But we eventually, you know, we going to have a section of the show where we going to highlight high school, middle school, and college sports talents from the city. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's I think it's something that like really needs to be highlighted because it's something positive in our city, number one. And Cats is making it out of our city.
Keep working on your game.
Cats is making it into the league out of our city. You know what I'm saying? And I would like to hear from these cats before, you know, they get out of my reach. You know what I'm saying? Like, we try to reach them and like get some input on their lives and who they are before, you know, they get out of the reach of our sound base, you know what I'm saying? Well, we want to hear from y'all, Cat. So yeah, we gonna have Captain Jack on here pretty soon, like in these next couple series when we get our sports highlights going. So shout out Captain Jack, man. He's banging out here because
we know these sports, man. That it really, you know, builds that character and discipline for you to achieve success on any type of level, not even just making it to the league, man. We really do appreciate what you athletes do, man. No matter if it's middle school athlete, a college athlete, high school, whatever, man. We appreciate it. Because you're inspiring somebody. It's somebody looking up to you right now that's a little fella that's like, man, I want to be like him.
Flat out, dog.
It don't matter if you're in the league. They know if you can ball, man. If you can hoop, they definitely looking up to you.
Yeah.
So keep doing what y'all doing, man.
That's 100% legit.
Definitely got to showcase and, you know, highlight, you know, things that don't get shined upon in this place, man.
Yeah, man.
Like, especially in this city, man, this state.
Yeah, we want to make sure, like, you know, I mean, it ain't even making sure because, like, they already doing their thing. But I'm just interested to like, hear who these cats are beyond sports. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what drives you to even do it?
For some reason, like, a lot of these athletes nowadays, once they get into the league, are doing other shit, as in trying to drop albums on niggas and, like, you know what I'm saying, modeling
fashion,
on niggas,
you know,
turning into actors on niggas, like what, like, I understand, like, music nowadays is a catalyst hustle
for everything.
Like, you can just get in it and then I'm gonna do whatever the fuck I want to do, you know what I'm saying?
Comedians start rapping to tours like, so he can get a TV show.
Exactly. Like, is that happening in sports now? Like, is niggas going to, like, just to get into sports to do other
start
shit
rapping,
becoming a cat? Like, do people not have a love for the game no more? That's some stuff I want to know about. I think that would be interesting to know. I don't know if they're going to tell us, though, before they get
to
the league.
No, they're not going to tell us. Oh, they're going to tell us something. We'll give a little insight on something.
You know what I'm saying?
You can gauge it yourself, man.
I need to figure out what's going through their mind. Like, what do they really care about prior to getting to the league?
But you know it. What was it Jay that said? The Hoopers want to rap and the rappers want to
rappers want to ball, man. That's, hey, shout out to my man Tim Peeps, dog. I think he's the number one Jay-Z fan, dog. We're going to have him on the show one day, dog.
Yeah, shout
he's
out
the only guy that I know personally in my life, in real person time, that has heard Dick Gregory speak in person. And for y'all who don't know who Dick Gregory is, I don't know if even y'all want to continue to listen to this podcast because even though we out here talking shit and swallowing spit, like, Dick Gregory, and if you don't know who Dick Gregory is, like, you need to, like, know who he is, because number one, RIP Dick Gregory, he has passed away, but this man, like, was a genius on earth, like, modern day godman, like, straight knew everything, like, knew the keys, all the major keys to what DJ Khaled be talking about. Like, he knew the major keys. But yeah, he's the only guy who I know who's actually heard Dick Gregory speak in real time.
My man,
like, and
Tim
sat
Peeps
shook
is
his
well
hand.
Versed, man.
Yeah, my man,
Tim, we're
gonna have him on
the
show
mind.
One day, man. Like,
we gotta get him up.
You know, that's a knowledgeable brother right there. You know, he's a photographer. Follow him. Tap Peoples_Tap Peoples on Instagram. He done shot, like, mad stuff, all kind
of
artists.
Director, all
director.
Types of
he got two short films out in Detroit. Yeah. Like, y'all know about him, but we're gonna get
more in depth
here
with that when he gets here.
But yeah. So yeah, shout man. Out all the young creatives in the D2, man. Like, I done got, like,
yeah, man. We're gonna put a highlight on a lot of that shit too, man. We definitely wanna come with a different spin, man. We not trying to do what everybody else is doing out here, man.
And yo, let me tell y'all something else, man. I want a restaurant in this goddamn city, okay, to serve me vegetarian foods where I don't have to drive all the way out
and wait 30 minutes
to the booniest of docks, okay? I want to go to a local area. I live in Rosedale Park, okay? I want to be able to come out, and I see vegan soul popping over there. I'm not hating on vegan soul.
Let's get a vegan cold stone, man.
But yeah, like that's one, too. Man. I mean, I need some variety. I need some vegetarian tacos, man. I need, you know, I ain't been in this vegetarian life too long. It's been almost 2 years.
I feel like it's coming, though.
It ain't been too long for me, so I ain't, you know, preaching to the choir. But come on, man. Like, give me some selections, man. I don't want to have to drive all the way out to where I'm, you know, they're going to be checking my license
JT
plate.
JT be over here starving, man, trying to be a vegetarian.
Come on, man. Like, all I want is some good eats, man. Like, locally, though. Like, in the city, though. Like, you know, come on. That's all I'm asking for, man.
If you know some spots, man, that maybe.
Yo, comment on here,
let
some
us
spots
know, man.
Where I can go, like,
in the city,
within
man.
The city, though. Like, I don't want to have to drive all the way to Birmingham and West Bloomy and. I don't even really want to drive downtown. Like, shout out to downtown and what y'all got, man.
It's
but like,
nice
can
too,
we?
Man,
I'm in Rosedale, Peasy, man. Like, we need it over there on Grand River. Like, we other than vegan soul, they over there hanging in on the vegetarian tip. But we need some other stuff.
And if you know a vegan ice cream spot,
you know,
man,
I can come in
too.
There and whip up some vegetarian chili on y'all. That's really the only big vegetarian meal I know how to whip up right now because. I don't too much cook for my own self.
Or you could get some of these restaurants that are around to get over, you know, expand that menu.
I got to drive so far. just to get a section of a vegetarian menu. Like, I'm not talking about even going to a whole vegetarian restaurant where it's like, oh, we got drinks. And you know what I'm saying? Right. I ain't even serious, heavy, like I'm just plant-based vegetarian. Like, you can give me some shrimp. You can give me some lobster. I need no fish.
That pescatarian.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm like halfway pescatarian. Yeah. I eat the bad shit in the ocean. You know what I'm saying? I ain't perfect. You know what I'm saying? I'm just heavily plant-based. You know what I'm saying? So let's get that right. I'm not vegan.
I don't know how you do it,
you
man.
Know what I'm saying? I'm just limit the things that is fucked up. You know what I mean?
I don't know how you do that shit, man.
Look.
I love vegetables, man, but. Hey, and it's healthy as fuck. I just can't do it, man. And trust me, I eat as healthy as possible, man. Nigga, I'm sitting here with two waters.
Tommy is off a full blown half pint of water.
And
bro.
I cannot do the vegetarian life, man.
Look,
it's definitely gonna be some turkey, some chicken breasts.
A little bit
of other types of chicken, man. I don't know how the fuck you do that shit.
It's not good because, all right, and I'm gonna be honest with you. I still eat other fucked up shit, okay? Like, I know I don't eat meat. I don't eat no beef, no chicken, none of that shit. I don't eat no fish. But like I said, I fuck with shrimp, which is fucked up. I fuck with lobster. That's fucked up. I eat cookies. It's fucked up. I eat chips. It's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I still eat fucked up shit. So I'm not perfect. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is I tried to just make a major change that I thought would benefit, you know what I'm saying, my temple as a whole, and it just happened to keep going.
Temple,
you know what I'm saying?
Man.
It wasn't as bad as I thought it was. That's a strong discipline. I started finding really good vegetarian stuff from different places. But the thing is, yeah, I was discovering all these different good vegetarian restaurants, but they started to not become as local as I wanted them to be. Like, I was excited because I was just finding them and going and eating, but it's like, okay, now I don't want to go out that far. Like, I just want to put on my flip flops and go down the street and grab a.
All the vegan and vegetarian spots are in the burbs, man.
Bruh, I got to sit down. I got to give a tip. I got to fucking do all this old bullshit.
That's the one
like,
thing I hate
I just
about restaurants.
Go up and like.
Motherfuckers, a tip, man.
If you can make a fast food place, okay. With rubber meat and fucking paper mache potatoes and all this old shit.
You can make a fast food place,
okay, with a bunch of free garden food, you know what I'm saying, that you can grow on your own.
You can grow your own garden. A lot of restaurants grow their own garden.
Bruh. It's a fire station directly across the street from me, okay? Uh-huh. That has their own garden. They garden their own shit over there. Tomatoes, collard greens, all kinds of good shit. Some berries over there, I think I seen. I damn near wanted to ask them for some, dog, but it looked like they was mean mugging me as I was looking at the tomatoes. I'm like, come on, bro. Y'all serving the community. If I come over here and ask for a tomato, y'all need to give me a tomato. Flat out. I need it. Hey,
they might give you one.
Ding that for public service, fam. Yo, public
especially
service.
The fire. Oh,
you
yeah,
need
the fire
to
station
publicly
definitely
service
give you a tomato.
For once in a lifetime. You know what I'm saying? Like, You need to give a nigga a tomato when he walking past and he looking at your tomatoes. Yo, offer me a tomato. This is public service. You're here to service the public. I don't understand.
Like, that garden definitely should be for the public.
Bruh, I don't understand why you would not give somebody a tomato if you seen them walking past and you watering your garden and they ripe. Give me a tomato, bro. Yo, I need a tomato, fam. You know what I'm saying? Like, that tomato, you gonna grow more. You got a whole garden, fam. And you're a fire. Well, I gotta fucking light my house on fire for you to give me one tomato and be like, okay, this is your care package.
You gotta wait for them to get there, though.
Man, that's total bullshit. In the words of my nigga Fur, total bullshit, bro. Yeah, I had to take a sip of my rum on that fact. You know what I'm saying? Flat out, dog. And speaking of public service, I got another beef with you motherfuckers, man. And I'm gonna use foul language, okay? I'm sick of seeing y'all run through red lights, okay? And then a couple miles up, the red lights are off, okay? You just wanted to get past a light and get to a fucking restaurant or something, dog. And that shit is whack to me, okay? You should not be allowed to do that. There should be cameras on your dash that sends off an alarm every time you turn your lights on and the duration of the lights on and how fast you was going and for how long. Because that is seeing back a data fucking signal to show people that back at the, I know y'all not gonna care about this, but back at the place to show y'all that y'all was bullshitting and running past three or four lights. That's how motherfuckers be getting hit out here.
Hey, stop pulling me over,
doing a bunch
man.
Of bullshit, fam.
And stop pulling me over all the time because I'm not getting the ticket.
Hey, let me tell y'all something, man.
I'm not getting a ticket.
Let me tell you something about my man Tommy, dog.
Cut it out, police.
Tommy, fam. Yo, hey, I'm 3-0 right now in my cases, okay? I'm 3-0 right now in my cases. All right,
shout out to T Grizzly. He's 3-0.
Flat out. We both 3-0, dog. Everybody know I done did some cases, man. I'm 3-0 in my cases right now. I done had to fight him. But Tommy is the only brother, okay, and Tommy got his name because in high school he looks exactly like Tommy from Martin.
Hey,
he came in high school
bald
head. Rest in peace, Tommy. He came in bald head, okay, black glasses, okay, slightly chubby, okay, fresh though. You feel me? And Tommy never told nobody where he worked, but he had a loaf all the time. Okay,
I did have a job. So, I worked for the city of Detroit.
That's
though.
What he said. But we don't know what this nigga did. Okay, Okay, so Tommy is the only dude I know, dog, he's been pulled over 3 times in 2 weeks.
I've probably been pulled over like 20 times in the last 2 years.
He's been pulled over they can't do nothing. Tommy is clean as a whistle. That's why he over here off 2 pints of straight up ice water. Okay? Because you can't fuck with Tommy when it come on the road. Okay? He ain't got nothing on him, dog. You gotta have a clean guy around you like this, man.
If I get a ticket, it's getting expunged.
You gotta have somebody like Tommy around you, dog.
Shout out my lawyer.
Because he's never getting busted, dog. He's never getting busted, flat out. If you ain't got nobody like you around, Tommy, hey, you going to jail.
Clean as a steam bean.
Flat out. You know what I'm saying? Hey. But I'm gonna put it like this too.
This podcast shit dope though, man. I'm gonna
put it like this too.
Like
yeah. I'm gonna put it like this too.
Shout out Podcast Detroit.
Yo, shout out Podcast Detroit. But yo, it ain't that hard to kind of, you know, come in here and do this. Like,
this shit is fun.
Just
as fuck.
Shooting the doo-wops. You know what I'm saying? Like, I
could do this shit. This shit is live, man.
I ain't tripping on this.
I'm looking at the time, like, damn, this shit going
I
so
ain't
fast.
Tripping. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all fucking with us. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like we could do an episode 2. Once we bring in these 3 women that I'm talking about, of which have a perspective of 50 bodies,
hey,
you know what I'm saying? I feel like y'all might want to hear them because y'all don't think that y'all going to hear what y'all think y'all going to hear because they really got strong opinions on this. You feel
hey
me?
Any questions you got, man, put them in a comment, man. We want to hear what y'all
I want you to put a red check emoji. I know what y'all know what that means because you fuck with emojis. Put a red check emoji if you know you got 50 bodies or if you know somebody who got 50 bodies. That's all I want to know. Just be honest.
You know, make a fake page and put that red check down.
I know y'all got fake pages anyway because that's how they stalk y'all exes.
Just come to the fake page and put that red check.
My ex actually stalked me with her real page, which is mad.
Yeah, that's a little deep.
She stalks me with her real page.
That's too deep for me, man.
Which is mad weird, but I ain't gonna trip. You know what I'm saying? I just know that, you know, it's somebody's watching me.
Hey, he hit the note and everything.
Hey,
on
you
that
hear
boy.
That? Hey, this
mic is nice, boy.
That's all I'm saying, bro. But you know, hey.
Shout out to the exes too.
Shout out to the exes, man. Hey,
they don't want to see us be great.
I'm gonna tell you why it's shout out to the exes. I'm gonna tell you why shout out to the exes, dog. I'm gonna tell you real quick. I'm about to get sentimental, y'all, off this sauce. Let me take a sip of my sauce.
Show fuel.
Shout out to the exes because, hey. Shout out to the exes. Because the mad weird thing about exes is that it takes a ex X amount of time and action experience to even realize what has happened to their own life in the last 3 to 5 years. You know what I mean? It's like, and I'm not talking about the exes that like got out and they're like, oh, so much better. I'm talking about the exes that vividly know that their lives are worse without the people that they have, you know, not fucked with or done some shit to or whatever. That's what I'm talking about. Like, you authentically know that your life has gone down the shitter since disconnecting with who you've ever disconnected. And this is no shade, no grade, no gravy,
and
no
keep
way.
Keep that front up. You know, to make like everything
all I'm saying
hunky dory.
All I'm saying is, you know what I'm saying? Some exes, you know, they become awesome. You know what I mean? They become greater. They become all the more things that life had for them. And then there are some who just become shit. And you know what I mean? That, like, that's just life. You know what I mean? And it all comes down to the karma of the universe. And that is also another series where we'll talk about the karma of the universe, yeah, and definitely things that come back to those who have done good and things that have come back to those who've done not so swell. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's going to be like episode season, you know, holla at me in a minute. But yeah, you got to keep listening for all
keep
that.
Keep listening.
We're going to rock with these topics because I feel like there are some exes that might want to get things off of their chests, like real life exes that have been through real life shit. And I think that if we had them on the show to give them their perspective, maybe they can enlighten us on some shitty things that they might have done that, you know, they feel like they shouldn't be warranted for. So we'll figure that out at the time.
Yeah, every ex is not a bad ex, man. You know, sometimes it just wasn't meant to work out.
No. Some exes become best friends. I've heard that too. You know what I'm saying?
Some are just full of shit, man.
Yeah, I've seen it. Shout out to the best friend exes too. Straight up.
I don't have one of those exes. I would like one.
Oh!
Hey, anybody ready to be a future ex? Let me know.
Hey, shout out to the future exes. Hey.
Hey, follow me. Follow me on Instagram.
Hey, I low-key need some more sauce.
You need some more show fuel.
I need some more show fuel, low key. But it's just you know what I'm saying, this is a beautiful thing, man. Like, you know, being able to you know, come in here and speak your mind and people fuck with you and listen to what you're talking about. And you know what I mean? And there's people who can provide a platform for that, you know what I'm saying? I think that's a dope situation. But you know, me and Tommy, we might be wrapping this thing on up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it went quick, man. You know what I mean? I like this though.
We gonna wrap this thing on up. We ain't gonna burn y'all on out. I'm sauced up, so whatever what I'm talking about. But yeah, we gonna Bunsen burn y'all out. You know, we gonna save some sauce for the next episode, because next episode we gonna have a couple young ones in here. And a couple old ones as well. And we're going to get to talking
about...
Hey, I
like some fine wine, man. Shout out to the fine wine out there. You know who you are.
You know, we'll get to talking about some of these things.
Seeing, good for the heart.
Seeing who agrees, see who might disagree, see who's neutral. And, you know what I mean? I think it'd be something insightful for our generation and see where we stand on this, since we got the generation of popping shit and slut walks.
Yeah,
so,
hey, but shout out to the good women out there.
Every woman is a good woman, man. What do you mean?
Every single woman is a good woman, just like every man not a good man.
Okay.
But shout out to the women out there that keep it real. I'm not saying you're good because, you know, you go to church or something. You got a good heart, a good soul, a good spirit.
We,
I still rock with those women.
Straight up. We rock with them, man. We rock with them.
I want to leave you with a nice little quote, though, you know.
Holla at them, Tommy. Drop some gems.
Gems, you know. This is my, you know. Hey, one man's damn this bitch is annoying is another man's I see why he left your ass.
Oh!
Ring that bell.
Ring that bell.
I got that got that off a meme.
Hey, meme life. Right, yeah, at the
end.
I
wasn't trying to drop a real gem.
You know what I mean? Hey, no, that's not a real gem, but it is a real meme. So shout out to the real meme life.
Meme life.
But yeah. So yeah, this Jack Tripper to the third power.
It's your boy Tommy, man. You know,
Tommy, we up out of here. We're going to holler at y'all next time. We
shout
appreciate
out
Podcast
Detroit.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody helped us put together our first pilot. This shit was fun. I'm sauced out.
I like this little pilot, man. More to come, man. More topics, man.
Water.
Yeah.